Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we are looking at the book of Revelation today. We're going to do a little bit of review on Revelation chapter 13. And I'm going to use Brother Hilton Sutton's book today and his notes. Just before he passed away, he wrote some notes on the book of Daniel. And I have them here in my hand. Very, very interesting in his beautiful handwriting, so well organized. And so I'm going to take his book, Revelation Revealed, and we'll go down through the book of the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation. I'm reading now from him. Revelation 13 provides detailed insight into the meaning of the beast, with seven crowned heads and ten horns. The dragon, who is introduced to us by Revelation 12:3. The beast is a system created by Satan, with Satan as its direct source of power and basis for authority. The beast system is like unto him. In the following vivid description of the beast, John the Revelator uses the name blasphemy, which further identifies this beast with Satan. Revelation chapter 13, 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. The beast is the product of Satan's work through people. The sea out of which it comes is not a body of water, but masses of people, the sea of humanity. Just as God accomplishes his plan through human agents, Satan can only use the same vehicle. The dragon of Revelation 12 has seven crowned heads. Each represents a kingdom or an empire. According to Revelation 13, the ten horns are also crowned, indicating they exist as a dominion, an area of dominion. Now the beast which I saw, verse 2, was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. The dragon is Satan. The beast system and the Antichrist himself operate with a power given them by Satan. And this word power is dunamis. Some people say that Satan has no power, but if he did not have power, he couldn't give it. So he does have power. He does have dunamis, and he has, and it says here, and the dragon gave him his power, dunamis, and his seat and great authority. That's exousia. So we see here that he is given power, the beast system and the beast given power by Satan. Now we see this here as an animal, and this symbolism of the animals identifies the beast with the prophecies of Daniel. Daniel spoke, saying in Daniel chapter 7, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. In the Bible, and with the nation of Israel, the great sea is the Mediterranean Sea. It's always the Mediterranean Sea. I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. So Daniel's beasts, which are the empires of the Gentile, times of the Gentiles, they arise out of the great sea. That means they arise out of the Mediterranean area. So these beasts are going to come up out of the lands that are around the Mediterranean area, Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and in fact, much of what is known as the Roman Empire. So Daniel says these beasts arise from that area. The first beast, Daniel said, was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Absolutely, without one doubt, a lion with eagle's wings was the symbol of Babylon. If you will go and Google Ishtar Gates, Ishtar Gates. They have been dug and taken from the site there in Iraq, and they have been taken to Berlin, where they now stand. And you can see quite plainly on the beautiful blue tiles of the walkway from the Ishtar Gates and the Euphrates River up to the palace, Nebuchadnezzar's palace, you can see these lions all along the way with eagle's wings. Now, I believe, and it says its wings were plucked off, I believe it couldn't fly. You know, Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon was a widespread empire. So those wings will be plucked. And there are different ideas about what it stood on the feet like a man, but it definitely was not godlike. They felt they were God, though definitely are not. The second beast was like a bear. It was raised up on one side and three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. They said thus to it, "Arise, devour much flesh." This is going to be the Persian kingdom. It had swallowed up three former empires on its way to power. So the great Persian kingdom was the kingdom that was in ruling at the time of Esther and Haman and all of that great story in the book of Esther. And then after the Persian kingdom, after this I looked and there was another like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given it to it. We've talked about this leopard before. It moved fast. It moved swiftly. It had wings. It flew. This was the Grecian Empire with Alexander the Great. And then after his demise at only the age 33 in Babylon, he had gone on to conquer, moving up toward Iraq. He died there only at age 33. And then his kingdom was given to four generals. We've talked about them, the Ptolemies, the Seleucids, and others. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. This, of course, is the great Roman Empire. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little horn, coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots, and there was in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking pompous words. At the reemergence of the Roman Empire, the Roman Empire is talked about in the book of Revelation as an empire that was, and then it came back. And in this, when it comes back, it will have the 10 toes of Nebuchadnezzar's big colossus image. It will have the 10 horns of the images that Daniel saw, and then the 10 horns that John saw. So when I was in Brussels, for I do believe that it's the old Roman Empire revived that it's talking about, when I was in Brussels once at a parliamentary, at the parliament, we slipped in on a meeting that was attended by about 40 people from Ireland. And they were being addressed. They wanted some certain things, and they were trying, they were talking to some European Union officials, even their own parliamentarian representatives, and they were trying to convince these Irish people to give up some of their national authority. And they said to them, "We've got to stop thinking of nations and think of regions. We'll begin to think of the Madrid region, for instance," and they named some other regions. And I thought, well, we always think of 10 exact nations like we know right now, but they will somehow be divided into areas that will number 10. The Bible, of course, is right. Daniel was the only prophet, Ilton Sutton writes, who had all-inclusive insight into the times of the Gentiles as related to Israel's captivity. The Gentile age, of course, began with the captivity of Israel, the Babylonian captivity, even a little before that, the Assyrians, and it will reach its conclusions with Israel's restoration until the millennium. From its beginning, the times of the Gentiles produces the great empires, Babylonian, Medo-Persian, Greek, and Roman. Bless the Lord. Daniel interpreted a dream for King Nebuchadnezzar, and there we saw he was the great image of gold. And in chapter 2 of Daniel, we go right on down and we see the image of gold, the golden head, the Babylonian, the two arms, Medo-Persian silver, the copper, actually, belly and thighs, grease, and then the legs of iron. The beast with seven crowned heads and 10 crowned horns symbolizes the same system as Nebuchadnezzar's dream and Daniel's vision. Keep in mind this entire satanic system of governments, commerce, and religion is called the beast. And so we hear in the book of Revelation, we're going to see the seal lifted. In the book of Daniel, Daniel was told, "You, Daniel," chapter 12, verse 4, "shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." The world's knowledge is definitely increasing in this age, and there's also an increase in the Word of God. Revelation 13:3, the beast's fatal wound. "I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast." Now, Hilton Sutton has some interesting comments on this. I'll read them to you. "Some teachers declare that the man who heads the system, the beast system, the Antichrist, will be assassinated, then resurrected by the false prophet to deceive the whole world. Such teaching, Hilton Sutton feels, is unsound and unharmonious with the entire biblical story. It would be impossible for the false prophet to resurrect the Antichrist because only God, the Holy Ghost, has resurrection power," Sutton writes, "and he would not resurrect this ungodly man. One of the beast's heads is wounded unto death. Each head represents a kingdom. Because the seal of Daniel 12 has been lifted, we know from studying the biblical and historical records that the beast fatal wound is the destruction of one of the great empires, the Roman Empire." So it is not speaking, I agree with Hilton Sutton here, it is not speaking about the Antichrist being shot or being killed and then raised from the dead, but it is the system off which the Antichrist operates. It is the resurrection of the old Roman Empire. And we see that now in the world right now, primarily headed up by the European Union. "The fall of the Roman Empire," Sutton writes, "causes the demise of the entire system, which will indeed be resurrected by Satan, amazing all the world. The man who eventually heads the system is also called a beast. Remember to differentiate between the two. It is the system and not the man who is mortally wounded." We will begin tomorrow with the Antichrist here in this chapter and talk a little bit more about him. Today, we appreciate your listening to us, and we have put two new books out, which you can get for a radio offer of, I believe they're $3, but we'll make them $2. And they are lists of scriptures regarding Israel's promise, God's promise to them for the land, and the scriptures that say nations will be judged. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom.